want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
The title of this message is, Remember Whose House You're In. It is from the series, The Things That Jesus Taught. This message is based on command number 35, Be a House of Prayer. We pray that it is a blessing to your life.
This is really based on his command or his key to be a house of prayer. And that's what he said, to be a house of prayer. And we're going to read, first of all, well, we're going to have a couple of scriptures here, but Matthew 21, 12 through 17 is where we're going to base most of this on. And in that scripture, Jesus began his ministry at the Passover. And just as he now ended at the Passover, he's at a place where he's kind of been holding back because he knew they wanted to kill him. But he's at a place now where he's going to go ahead and do what needs to be done because he knows that the crucifixion is coming and it's very, very, very close. And so he's about to cleanse the temple, just as he had done actually on another occasion 3 years earlier. That's recorded in John chapter 2. I don't know if you realize, but he did this twice. The first time it was to get their attention. The second time it was to get them good and mad. And so John chapter 2 verses 4 through 16, it says, in the temple courts, he found men selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords, and he drove all from the temple area, both sheep and cattle, and he scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, get out of here. How dare you turn my father's house into a market?